Blog Talk Radio.
It's Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's Not Your Head Wednesday. You checking for hip hop or checking for R&B? Not Your Head Wednesday got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest. These plates showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Arsenia and what always keep the fellas on. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, but what's current in the news? Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set a board, L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, dog, the flow don't stop. Got your cat one, airwaves on lock. We lead a competition, sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot.
From the sky, let's get rich, what? The GG box of sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the vega and get lit, what?
Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from refreshments and defense and these seven showboating with Rugas, Blast Vines, Bella Fonte Digger. Let's see for what this verb as we confiscate your figures.
Chattanooga Graham, levitating Jiki and Dashiki, the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond, running, headed ice band. The big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buckstruck, breathing world heist, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly. Let me in your house, a pleasure from the Nefu Swap, Shadow Watcher, catching black eye blue.
I play the deep, what? Sensations at the Monte Gras, we screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Garth of Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts, it's the seasons. Archeas, two players, but swerving no corners. We magnets to moolah, living with Charlie's angels on us. No smiling, we're sliding. That gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
It's Saturday night, fresh, you better take it light. You Jaja, you're El Capitan. Quest to the coast, the key logo, wire the king get. Keep your ears out for a head, sip the fountain blue. House of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GG box of sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GG box of sugar dimes, can't quit.
Yo, here we are back again another Wednesday. We've been down for like what, 4, maybe 3 weeks.
Boy.
Again, niggas got shit to do. What you been up to, Red?
Why is it you got a cold?
I'm coming, starting to develop one actually. It's man.
Shit.
Yeah. I'm trying to dodge that flu, man, but you know, when you're living around Jeremy niggas, man, it be like that, you know?
Boy.
But, yeah. But, yeah,
but
we back.
I've been good.
You been what?
I said, I've been good. And I'm back, man.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah, I've been seeing the pictures of you and the little girl on there on Facebook and everything, so I take it everything's going well where you at.
Yeah, so far so good. I ain't gonna jinx it.
I ain't gonna jinx it for you either. But tonight we got J-Roo the Damager, and we got Camp Low coming into the building tonight. Should be expecting a call from J-Roo or Camp Low sometime soon, maybe in the first hour, second hour. But either way, has been verified that they are coming. I got a lot of music tonight, so I will be playing a lot. It'll probably be less talk, especially since we're coming down with a little cold. Other than that, you know, we're going to talk a lot of shit. And listen to a lot of new music. Like I said, that little joint right there, that was a Ninth Wonder mix that I found on YouTube. You gotta love YouTube, man. The music industry is probably really suffering right now because, I mean, you really don't need them. You do all your promotion and advertising on YouTube, and it's like you find little gems like this, this Ninth Wonder mix on YouTube, and then you get the little program YouTube to MP3,
mm-hmm.
copy it right off of there, and you can, you know, put it on the show. So I got a lot of little gems tonight. You know, I got some Camp Lo, got some J. Rule, Styles P, Quasimodo, some mm-hmm. Fat Joe. Man, we got a lot of stuff tonight, man. You know, I got some old school I'm going to throw in there a little bit later on. I got some Rhapsody, got some new locks. So,
okay.
I mean, we got some stuff. You got a little Goody Mob, one good song that I, you know, found on that album. And I'm even going to go as far as to play some Drake tonight.
Oh,
if you
shit.
Can believe it. Yeah, man.
Right.
The world is coming to me, man, if I'm playing that. But, I mean, that's probably the hardest track they got on the album. The rest of it is like some emo, I love Candlelight and Sheepskin, you know, Pillows. So, you know what? Really, I can't really front on Drake, man. I mean, he's not somebody I would listen to regularly, but, I mean, he does have some gems. I give him credit. R&B-wise, you know, he's a teeny bopper head, but, I mean, R&B-wise, man, he does have some good stuff. But the rest of that shit, they keep it for the new age, man, because I ain't feeling it at all. Man, a lot of stuff been going on today, as a matter of fact. I mean, this doesn't really constitute as hip-hop news, but what the hell is going on with Rihanna and Tiana? Matter of fact, what's wrong with people nowadays getting on Twitter, man, just acting like kids in high school and shit, man? It's like you going back and forth talking shit to each other, and then when y'all see each other in person, ain't going to bust a grape. So I don't understand, you know, as an adult, in the industry, why people continue to do that back and forth, you know, Twitter, you know. You breaking up bad. What's going on over there?
I said that's that cyber bullying. You bullying across the airwaves.
That's what Tiana was saying, man. You know, she was calling Rihanna a cyber bully. But I would think the adult in a person would not allow yourself to get on there, you know, be clowning like that, on Twitter and everything. But, I've seen a lot of rappers, MCs get on there and, you know, go back and forth, you know, and it's like, is that really what you're going to do? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I guess, you know.
Yeah.
And speaking of, you know, Twitter and all that and beefs and stuff like that, the 15 minutes for Kendrick Lamar and his salvaging of hip-hop is over, you know. It was a good thing and it was a sad thing, in my opinion, only because, a lot of cats came out, but not the cats that he addressed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Drake was trying to act like he ain't hear it. He wasn't going to do it. A couple other cats didn't really come out and say nothing either, you know. But, like, Papoose and a couple other dudes, man, they got on there and they represented, man. But it's just, I don't get that, man. You know, I know it wasn't really no beef. It was just a challenge, which hip-hop used to really be about between MCs, you know. Yeah, y'all
right.
friend, buddy, hugged up and all that. But at the end of the day, like you said, we going to take your head out. And a lot of them cats, man, didn't come back and shine like they should have. But,
right.
You know, it's strange. It's crazy, man, you know. And they had all these comebacks and everything. I had a discussion with one of my guys on Facebook, and he was like, he don't want it to die, but it's dead. Young generation ain't listening to lyrics, man. They don't care about that, man. You know, even when Common got in Drake's ass, you know, they don't care. It's not about lyrics. To them, it's all popping. You know, they think that shit is fresh, man, but really, it really isn't. I mean, I sound like my grandparents when hip-hop first came out. But it really isn't as dope as you think it is, man. It's like I grew up at the birth of hip-hop, man, and I listen to niggas around here, and, you know, I got a teen over here, man. He think that shit is hot, man, but it really ain't. You know, but that's his impression. You know, this is his generation's age, man, you know.
Right.
But that shit ain't hot, man. you know? And that's his personal view, and that's my personal view. I mean, he cracks jokes on my shit. He calls the shit I listen to. You know, the beats sound old and silly to him. And I was like, that's when MCs, you know, really knew how to, you know, do shit. You know what I'm saying? It was really about lyrics. It wasn't about this old 1-2-3 ABC peekaboo shit y'all listening to. And it really was some good shit back then. And then it also taught, you know, musically, you know, even though it was a lot, you know, they still sample a little bit to this day. You know, you can't sample a lot of stuff that you used to back in the day. But artistically and music-wise, man, you know, cats used to look forward to them CDs. You know, the Tribe Called Quest, them Little Brother, Public Enemies and stuff like that. You know, now it's like niggas dropping CDs like every 6 months, and it's like MP3 ringtone bullshit. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, man. You know, that's it. It's their generation now. You know, that's the shit they like. All right, whatever, nigga. Like that shit, you know. Hit Facebook up and like it. So, but yeah, you know, yeah, the 15 minutes is up on that, you know. But he was on, actually, you see how Samuel Hall is back on the air, right? You seen the shows lately? Man, you are really breaking up. You need to go on and stand over there by the window or something and put you, hold your umbrella.
It is raining.
No, that's probably what it is. But now, yeah, Arsenio Hall made his debut, shit, he was, man, 90, so what, 20 years, 10 years, 15 years later, he back on the air on WGN or the CW. And his show, I've watched it the last couple of nights, but some of his jokes are stale. Like some of the skits he's doing, they're kind of stale. Some of them are okay. Some of them are just stale. It's like in the 90s, that shit might have been funny. But now, it's like really, really stale, you know. But other than that, the guest, I won't trip on the guest. He has been consistent with his guests, you know. So I'm not funny about that, you know. But, like, it just seems like he's still kind of stuck in the 90s, you know. He's still got that long-ass finger.
Woo-woo.
No, he needs to grow his mustache back too. He look real crazy without his mustache. Man. You see?
Now, Queen Latifah got a show too. She got another talk show too.
Yeah. And people been watching that. And what's funny about that is both of those shows are doing good, you know, now.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing good. So. I want to give a shout-out to my daughter. She got a solo today. She just got the text, so she got a solo. So I'll be spending time after work going to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she don't get stage fright. I hope the girl don't get stage fright. Lord, please. Stage
fright. Not your child, no.
Right. You know, everybody else will get stage fright. She can't get stage
fright. Right.
But yeah, we got a lot of music today, so we'll be back. I got some new Nature. If y'all remember Nature, that was one of Nas's homies. And I'm gonna go 3 songs until we get a call. And if we don't get a call, then I'm gonna be back. And Red'll be back, and we'll be back, and it'll be Nas here Wednesday, and we'll be talking some more. But yeah, shout out to Clea, congratulations, got your song, and we'll be back. This is Nature, yep. Long Overdue. Boom.
Yeah. Back in the building. Huh. One more time. Yeah. Two. Never fall for bananas in the tailpipe. Never fall for the hype. This is real life. This is everything a nigga ever worked for. Unsure, well, this is what it feels like. Bright life that can never be dimmed down. White girls all around when I'm in town. Black girls with a little bit of attitude. What the shit then? Like me, let your dollar show. And never run from the great day.
never be dimmed down. White girls all around when I'm in town. Black girls with a little bit of attitude. Was the shit then? Maybe I ain't shit now. You can read it in my horoscope. I've been cleaner than a bar of soap. Getting green more screams than a horror show. If you live like me, let your dollar show. And never run from the great day. Where I come from, every day's a great day. But today, we starting over new.
Yeah, we'll be back on the air, Live to Hear Radio Wednesdays. That was a new joint off of Nature's Quietly Snuck In album, 2013. A lot of people didn't know that bump came out, but yeah, that's long overdue. And man, we in the mix again, and we're back on the air. We got the greatest MC, J. Rude the Damager, in the building.
All right.
What's going on,
What's
homie?
Going on? What's going on, sir? How you been, man?
Man, I can't call it, you know, hustling, staying up, you know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Man, give us a little history, man, for the younger fans that don't know nothing about J. Rude, man. I'm going to let you do the honors, man, because you know more about you.
Well, I've been around for a really long time, but I got my first official start on the Gangsta album, Daily Operation on the record called I'm the Man. Then I went out to put out my own album, Sunrise in the East, Wrath and Math, all produced by DJ Premier. I put out three other independent albums, Heroes for Hire, Still Rising, and also Divine Design. I just tour around the world. I love hip-hop, and, you know, I love Killer Mike's.
That's what's up. How long you been in the game, man? How long you been in the game?
Man, I've been rhyming since I was about 8 years old, but my first record came out almost 20 years ago. Actually, next year will be the 20th year anniversary of Sunrise in the East, and last year was the 20th anniversary of my first time rhyming on a record, which was the Daily Operation record.
Huh. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. That's what's up.
You
man.
Know.
So, man, I know you was out here in Chicago. I'm in Chicago, man. Red is in.
Okay.
I know you was. I missed your show, man, when you was out here. When the next time you sliding through this way, man? I want to peek that out.
Man, I don't even really know because I'm actually, you know, getting ready to slide out to Europe on October 25th, and I'll probably be out there until mid or the end of December. Then after that, I'm sliding to Japan and then Canada.
Damn.
So, yeah, I don't know. My tour schedule is kind of hectic. I do almost over 150 shows a year worldwide.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm constantly moving, but right now I'm just trying to stay put so I can put out this EP that
oh,
I have
sure.
getting ready to come out now, you know.
Now, to the young listeners that may be listening in, I mean, a lot of y'all like to use the word irrelevant and how MCs of my man's ilk are older MCs or they ain't relevant no more. You know your relevancy, man, when you're still able to go tour and go international like that. This cat going to Japan, he's going to Europe, he's going to Canada. A lot of your MCs, man, ain't going to do that. A lot of them ain't going to be around like Craig next year. They ain't going to be around next year.
Well, you know, Craig, this is the thing about using the word irrelevant. It's only irrelevant. Certain things, I am irrelevant to certain people. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's just not who we not on the same wavelength. But that doesn't mean that I'm irrelevant. We're all irrelevant to somebody at some point in time in general.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So,
okay.
like, when they use that, it's like if you a baker, you know, motor oil is not relevant to what you do unless you drive the car. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
the way people use words, I don't even take it in such a way because I know – I have millions of fans worldwide, and I've been had those fans for 20 years, and my fans are growing. So, yeah, to some dudes who like dudes who wear skirts and, you know, pink shirts, I'm irrelevant, and I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? But right. for people who like J. Rule, I'm super relevant, and that's really all that matters. You see, we caught up right now in a day of there's no more individuality. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody is so worried about being part of the group that they go for anything. I'm never want to be part of that group. So to those groups of people, yes, I am irrelevant, and I'm happy to be irrelevant because I don't want to be walking around with my pants halfway off my butt. You know what I mean? Where my whole drawers is hanging out. You know, like I'm selling booty. You know, because that's all it really means. Like in a jail type situation, like dudes don't really know that they wearing purses and blouses and all of that. And you know, I'm cool. I'm cool with being irrelevant to you guys. You know what I mean? So for the record, you know, I'm not part of. I'm not a follower. I'm a leader.
That's what's up. You know, and that's the point. You clarified your point, man. You got fans. You still have fans. 20 years later, people still buying your albums. 20 years later, people still checking.
Exactly.
You. 20 years later.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Still touring. A lot of these cats that come out.
A lot of these guys that come out, man, they ain't gonna do it like that. They're not gonna be able to tour overseas like that.
Sure not.
And get the love you get. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people ain't going to be able to, you know, play your joints in real hip-hop scenarios, man, you know, clubs and stuff like that, and still see cats, man, go ballistic when they hear Come Clean or The Papers. And, you know, they ain't going to hear that, you know, see that, you know. And I'm quite sure you're not going to be rhyming the trap music no time soon. You ain't going to, like I said, you ain't no follow.
Yeah, I doubt it. I mean, because, see, that's the thing about music, right? Music is relative, so things are irrelevant. Like I'm saying before, like I don't deal with that. That's not me. I don't know nothing about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if you ask me about, you know, what's the new man purse? I ain't gonna know. You know what I mean? So I can't rap about that. I can't rap about selling crack. I didn't even know people still sold crack. You know what I mean? I thought that went out in like 90 something. You know what I mean? It's irrelevant to me. It's not relative, and music is relative. So, like, I get where people come from, but, you know, people are so caught up in trying to be part of the mainstream. You got to remember, I've been there and done that already. Now I'm just trying to get money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing. I'm getting my money and doing what I like to do. And that's it. Yeah. I have no bosses, nobody telling me, well, you have to get up in the morning or you have to do this. I do what Jerry wants to do, and it's a good thing. I'm constantly learning. I'm doing photography. I'm getting ready to have a worldwide exhibition. Like, I'm still living and just loving and creating, you know what I mean? And I think that's what life is all about.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're supposed
to do. You done furthered yourself. You're doing photography. What made you want to do photography, man?
Oh, man, I've been doing that for about 7 years now, and it's just I've always been a visual person. That's why I was talking to a friend yesterday. We getting ready to shoot my first video for my new EP, A Hammer, and we were talking about it. And I've always been a visual person. I've always wrote all of the treatments to my videos. Whenever I write a rhyme, I write a rhyme as a picture in my mind first before I even put words on paper. You know what I mean? Like, it has to. That's why I think that my rhymes or my style, you could actually picture what I'm saying because I paint it as a picture first. So I've always been a visual person, and I just thought that, you know, I got a camera about 7 years ago, and I just really enjoyed myself, and I just really had a good eye for it and an angle for it. And, yeah, it's a good way to decompress, you know, from doing the tours and all that. And when I'm on the road, I'm taking pictures in all different countries, Russia, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, or wherever I'm at, and you know, I get to capture those memories that I really didn't document before. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if I had been documenting these memories for the last 20 years, I mean, in 7 years, I've taken over probably 30, 40,000 photographs.
Damn.
You know what I mean? So it's because it's always an opportunity to shoot. I always have my camera with me wherever I'm at. I'm always gone. So, you know, I just thought that it was a good outlet. It felt right. And I enjoy it thoroughly.
That's what I said. What equipment you rocking? Canon or Nikon?
Oh, well, basically me, I mean, I'm a Nikon person myself, but it doesn't really matter what kind of camera you have. It matters who's behind the camera. You know, a lot of people get caught up about equipment. It's not about Canon, Nikon. They all do the same thing, really. You know what I mean? It's who's behind it. Like, I mean, my camera is not Canon or Nikon. Like, the camera that I'm really wanting is called the Hasselblad, and it costs $35,000. So it's not about Canon or Nikon. That's, you know, it's just who's behind the camera. No camera is going to make you a better photographer.
Well, as you said that, I wish somebody I knew was actually listening to that, because we had this debate all the time, man. And that's pretty much exactly what you said right there, is the person behind the camera. That's just like, I remember back in the days, everybody was trying to get that certain mixer, man, you know, when you're DJing and everything. And I'm like, dude, you sitting up getting that mixer. The mixer don't make you a better person. It's the person on the mixer that's developing the scratches and stuff and able to blend.
That's any type of equipment. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can have the best art supplies. I can have billion-dollar art supplies. If I can't draw or paint, It don't mean nothing. You know what I mean? It don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
So it's like people are always, and that's, you know, with the digital, to me, that's one of the downfalls of the digital era. I mean, I love it. You know what I mean? Because I'm able to have everything that I need. I don't have to leave my house if I really wanted to record a song. My man is an engineer. He got me all souped up and right, but you know, it makes everybody an expert. Everybody thinks that they can do something. And, I mean, it's great to have those tools and the ability to learn, because you're always supposed to learn. But just because you got it don't make you dope at it. And that's why it's a lot of garbage music. That's why it's a lot of garbage photography and garbage Photoshop and a whole bunch of different garbage stuff, because people don't take time to actually master the craft before they throw it out there. I've been taking photographs for years, but I don't throw it out there until I feel like, all right, this is what it should be. Until I master the lighting and the aperture and the shutter speed and study with all types of different books. It's not just get a camera, point it, and shoot it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Just like it's not like jumping on turntables. You know, I DJ as well, but I've been doing it for 20 years. You know what I mean? First thing I bought when I got my deal, I bought some 1200s that I still got to this day, a little Gemini mixer, some Sherwin Vegas, and, you know, I was putting it in my little amp, and so it's like, and I didn't reveal that skill for 10, 12 years, you know what I mean? It's like, you got to wait till it's ready, because that's why I love the SoundClouds and the Reverb Nations and all of that. It's cool in one way. But then in another way, it just oversaturates
the
whole system with things that are really not dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right about that, especially with a lot of these cats using Serato now, man.
Serato is a blessing and a curse, like you said, because it's dope, because you ain't got to carry all them crates with you.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying? Like, that's dope. Like, you can have everything, but you still got to know how to blend and mix. I mean, you know, to me, that's what you're supposed to be doing. It's supposed to just be a tool in order to help what you already know how to do. You know what I mean? But some dudes have no knowledge of records. They've never bought any records. You know what I'm saying? They just going by what they think is, even like some of them will say, oh, well, I only play classic hip-hop. They develop what they think is a classic hip-hop set by what they've heard other people do. You know what I'm saying? Or by going online and saying, oh, I should play Nas, or I should play, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
I do.
So, but they don't really know, you know, about having those records. I have all of those records, you know what I mean? Right here in the crib. It's like I bought those records from the record store when they came out. Four of them, two to play, you know what I mean? Two to just have, and all of that. So, and I'm not saying I'm the best aficionado of hip-hop, but we just have to start letting people know that if you suck, you suck. And you know what I'm saying? And you can't be afraid of that. And I think everybody's so afraid of being a hater, that they took our individuality away with the word hater, because to be a hater now is, you know, you have to like everything. Not me. I don't like something. It's corny. It's just corny. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not in the group. You know, and I think more of the youth have to learn that. They're afraid. That's why you have lines around the corner for everybody trying to get the same Jordans. When we was kids, you wanted to be different. If somebody had the sneakers you had, you didn't even want those sneakers
off,
no more.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've changed our culture, you know?
I remember that. I kind of remember that. Either they want your sneakers or they took your sneakers.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and that's it. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish up.
No, I'm just saying. I just remember when people were individuals. You know, that's why we have so many different styles of music and everything. And now it's just everything is just one of the same big thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everything sounds the same. You know?
Yeah, that's radio for you now and music for you now. It's changed, man. But let me switch a topic real quick. A lot of people, like I say, you got to start with Gangstar on I'm the Man, and you came back on the other album, Speak Your Clout, man. And you know, with the passing of Guru, rest in peace, brother Keith. Are you at one point, it's kind of sketchy. I know you had issues with the Gangstar Foundation, man. Are you and Primo?
First of all, I didn't have issues with the Gangstar Foundation because we started the Gangstar Foundation. So how can you have some issues with that you started, one? Two is, it's just that sometimes motherfuckers disagree, and it's no more than that. It's not, it's nothing. It's no select group where you're a part of or you're not. The Gangstar Foundation is a group of individuals. It was actually just me, Gap, Suge, my man Tommy Hill, and a couple other dudes that were, and we was like, yo, we're going to call this the Gangstar Foundation. So that's what that was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like some official club that you're in. And I see some of the talk, you know, on the web. It's like, you got me and Guru never had a problem at all. You know what I'm saying? Me and Google.
Well,
yeah,
that's what I was trying to get in. Are you
a
Primo like
that? Yeah, never had a problem.
Are you cool?
I've always spoken to Premier. I've always spoken to Premier. I speak to him now. It's just that sometimes, motherfuckers, you and your man never have an argument or disagreement. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we do.
That's
the clarity I wanted to get, man, because I said, this is my first time we talked to you. And, you know, with the passing of Keith and, you know,
right,
man, you know, it's just like, man, you know, because y'all really see, you know, y'all two really together, you know, and there's no real photos floating around that I've seen anyway, and y'all together and stuff. So that's why I was like, is that still a touchy subject? Or it's be, you know,
yeah,
it's,
nah,
I would say
it's not, it's, it wouldn't be a touchy subject to me because it ain't nothing. Listen.
Yeah.
Sometimes people have disagreements. That's it. It's not like a big thing. It's no thing, you know, people make it seem like, oh, you got kicked. Nobody didn't kick me out of nowhere. I went where I wanted to go. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's
right,
it.
Right.
It's like I just went where I wanted. I didn't feel like doing this anymore. I didn't want to do this anymore, so I did this. And that's it. It was nobody who said, oh, you can't be here or you can't, you know what I mean? It ain't like that.
Yeah.
I'm from East New York. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Brooklyn. It ain't happen like that. You know, it's just that sometimes you get tired. You around a motherfucker for 10, 12 years or whatever, and you're going to have disagreements. And sometimes you're going to be like, and see, you got to remember at the same time, we were all boys. You understand?
We was
boys. Because you think about it now, I was 25, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We 25, 23, 20, we boys. We think we men, but you don't realize that you're not a man until you mature. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you're dealing with all types of things like your ego and everything else that comes along with that. So you don't know better. You don't know what's really good and what's really bad. You think you do. I thought I knew everything in the world. You know how wrong I was about so many things? You know what I mean?
I'm glad you're saying that. I'm glad people are hearing you actually say that, because a lot of guys, young men, have a misconception that they know everything, and you have to live long enough to know something. You ain't
exactly
going to know everything.
Listen, I had so many different, I had so many different perceptions of what life was, what race was, what this and what that. I went and traveled the whole world, and it changed my whole life as a person, because things that I thought to be true, I found weren't. You know what I mean?
Right.
I learned that you can't generalize anything on the whole. You know, you have to go and you have to live it and deal with those experiences in order to know if something is really one way or another.
No, that's right.
That's knowledge right there. That's knowledge right there. So, now that we got that established and that's under the bridge, what's going on with this EP, man? When are we going to see this EP?
Well, the EP should be out this November. It's entitled The Hammer. You know, I have I leaked out a one song that I did with Lost Professor. It's called Solar Flares. I'm actually getting ready to shoot the video to that, but I have other songs on it. A song entitled The Hammer, produced by my man Sabor. A song entitled Raw, So Raw, produced by my man P.F. Cutton. I got joints by my man from Poland. His name is OSTR. He's a crazy producer. Beat Nuts on there. I got Ashley Juju on the hook of one of the songs. And then we also have a group, me and Juju from the Beat Nuts, Juju and myself, called the Bully Brothers. So we're going to debut one of those songs on the EP. And, yeah, it's just real, you know, music. Like, and I'm not going to say real hip-hop because, you know, we get caught up in that, right? Like,
yeah,
real
yeah.
hip-hop or real. But you know what? I'm going to say that everything is perception. You know what I mean? To some people, what they see is like the glass half empty or the glass half full. You know what I mean? To some people,
right.
what they doing is real hip-hop. So I'm just going to say real music in general, meaning that it has feeling. It's dope, first of all. It's done by people with experience, you know, like dudes like the Beat Nuts and Lars Professor and myself. And, you know, everybody has that experience. Everybody has put out dope records. And it's just going to be enjoyable to listen to. It's going to take you on a little adventure, you know?
I'm curious to hear this joint with you and Juju, man. That's a funny dude, man. That's a wild
Oh, yeah,
guy.
That's, yeah, you know, me and Ju, like I said, our joint called the Bully Brothers, we actually did two joints already for that EP, bro. So we just working on that and also working on a little radio show. You know, so, yeah, we just, you know, just kind of trying to constantly create. You feel where I'm coming from? Just on a creative vibe. But the EP is going to be out, like I said, November. Starting a new label with my man called Headspin Records. So look out for that. You can go to my website also. It's jrutedamager.com. So just like my name, JRUTHEDAMAJA.com. That's my same on Twitter, as you know, because we, you know, link on Twitter and all that. And you know, I know you've been getting at me for a long time. But, man, I've been, like, really just running around trying to put this record together, and with that and going on tour, and I had got stabbed a couple weeks ago. So, you know,
oh, man,
I was moving a little bit slow motion.
Man, what's going on, man? Slow down, man. You getting stabbed?
Yeah, I got stabbed in Brooklyn over some nonsense. You know, it's all part of being a Black Zorro, though. You feel me?
Girls
love me. Girls love me and their boyfriends don't, but that's a whole other chapter of the book. But no, it was really surreal. I'm joking, but it was really some nonsense. I mean, you know, somebody was feeling very emotional over something that they shouldn't have. You know what I mean?
Apparently.
But things, you know, things happy. I'm all good. You know, it pierced my abdominal wall but missed all my vital organs. I'm alive. I'm still standing. You know, can't stop the profit. Damage is always going to keep it moving and keep it doing. But, so you know, I'm just going through different ins and outs, as we say. But I finally, when you hit me, I was like, yeah, we can finally do it. You know what I'm saying? Let me get to the brother, and I don't want, we didn't want you to think I was putting you off. You know what I'm saying? But it's at least you're consistent,
you know,
as well, though. So persistence overcomes resistance. That's a point to the youth that you know, you're persistent. You reminded me, because that's really what it is. You just have to remind me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I have so many different things going on, because I've been in the studio, like, I'm talking about, like, from 5 or 6 in the afternoon to 6, 7 in the morning. You know what I mean? Coming home, doing that. So for a minute, my sleep pattern was weird, too. Like, I'd be asleep all day and then up all night, you know? But I'm glad we can finally make it happen.
You talking about my brother D, man. He made it happen, man. But, you know, like, we were talking about, we were supposed to have another hip-hop legend on here, man. And luckily, man, we was able to, I don't know if he spoke to your PR rep or, you know, who's ever, you know, managing your affairs.
I do all my own PR, bro. I'm my own manager, my own PR. You know what I mean? That's why things might take a minute sometimes, because I got to,
you know. It took a minute, but we didn't have to go through the politics of the bullshit. You know, when you have PR reps, man, they on some bullshit. And then when you're dealing directly with the person, you can just ask the person, do you want to do it or you don't want to do it? You can just say yes or no. You ain't got to keep going back through the middleman. You know, even though I understand it's part of the duty. But, you know, we had that type of shit going on, you know, with an artist. I ain't going to name him. I don't think it was the artist. It was more the PR rep. But that's what I like, to deal with the person direct, because then – ain't no bullshit to be had. If you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. And if you can do it,
I'm going to let you know when I can do it. You know what I mean?
Sometimes
shit come up. I might say, I'm like, this day would be good, but then something might come up, and I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot totally about that. You know what I mean? But I'm going to let you know, listen, I can't do that. But so, like I said, we finally made it happen. Like I said, I do all my own PO. I mean, PR. See, I'm thinking about jail, boy.
Killing me, man.
I do my own PR, and you know, it's like I like doing that to a degree. I mean, that's a reason. Like I said, things take so long to happen is because, you know, I have on a lot of different hats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because I'm kind of a control freak to a degree. You know what I mean? I need to know how things work. Even if I'm not going to handle it directly, I need to know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just so that my mother always told me that, always know what your business works. So somebody can't tell you that it's going to cost you $1 million when you know you can get it done for $100. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or vice versa, or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, you know, that's what's up, but I'm glad I could make it out. I'm glad brothers could have me on the show, you know.
I'm glad, too, man.
I'm about to make a move, man. And, you know, thank you so much. And just hit me up. You know, you got the digits. Hit me up.
I
got your email, right?
Yeah, you got it. I'm a C, too, myself, man. Like I say, I'm out in Chicago. D is out in Arizona, man. But, like I say, you was out here, I think, at Abby's Pub or out in Chicago a while ago. But
I was at Abby's Pub.
Yeah. So we got to connect at the Shrine, and Mr. Greenweed, you probably met him.
Greenweed, that's my man, for sure.
Yeah, that's my guy. So I'm going to holler at him probably later on tonight. And when you finish touring Europe and Japan, man, see if we can get you back here in Chicago, man, for another show.
Yeah, I need to go back to the Shrine, too, though, because that, you know, Abby's Pub was cool, and then I did some other spot, but it wasn't like the Shrine, you know what I mean? Abby's Club was cool. That's a whole different side of the shop, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's like Green Weeds. Yeah. You know, I know the shop. I've been going out there for a long time.
Like I said, I got the math. We're going to let you fly, though, because I know you got stuff to do, man, and you got to get the sleep patterns together with you, man.
I just want to say I wanted to thank you. You know, you was going to say you want to thank me for being on the show. I just want to thank you for having me. You know what I mean? And everybody who's listening, just remember that, you know, it's nothing wrong being an individual. You feel me?
Right.
Like, you can be yourself. Don't worry if they call you haters. In 10 years, wherever they be, you know what I mean? you might create something great. But if you stay stuck in the crowd, you destined to be a part of the crowd, which makes you just average then if you don't stand out.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's the prophet, y'all. J. Rue. Man, thank you for coming, man. I wish I could have got you to spit for a quick second, man. I try to ask everybody to do it, but like I say, time is of the essence, man. But you are more than welcome, man. If you ever feel like calling up on the show, if you listen in every now and then, man, you hear something you want to talk about, chime in on, brother, you are welcome, man. And thank you again
for
your time, man.
For sure. And it won't be the last time. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely, you know, once I finish up, I'm trying to finish up these things, and once I finish up, you know, we'll definitely make sure you get a copy of the ET, and you know, I'll hit you up. You know what I'm saying?
In
another month or two, you know, we'll make it happen.
Look, I'll text you. I'll call you and find out, man, what's going on, man. I'm all at Weeze, though, man. I'm sure he's going to want to try to book you soon before you dip out, but you know how that go.
All right, yeah, for sure. We're going to get up, and when I'm going to get out to Arizona, too, because I got my man, Chuck out there and them dudes that do a couple spots, so you know I'm gonna hit up a lot. I'm gonna hit up everywhere, so I'm gonna see D, I'm gonna see you, and that's how we do. But on that note, I got to be out. Shout out to everybody who's listening to the show. Peace, love, and we out. Peace.
That was my man J. Rue the Damager. My man came in here and represented, man. Stay safe, brother. Don't be out there fucking up, man. Getting stabbed. I know you was having issues, Red, man. But yeah, he got stabbed a couple of weeks ago, man. And like, come on, man. Yeah, so it's real out there, man. But anyway, we gonna go into some more music, and we waiting on Camp Lo to come in. So stay with us, and we gonna go to the first joint that anybody ever heard Jingle on, man. Here we go.
I said, people, come on and check it now. You see the mic in my hand, now watch me wreck it now. What is a body if the crew ain't there?
What's your name?
Call me Guru, that's my man from it. Now many attempts have been made to hold us back. Slander the name, and withhold facts. But I'm the type of brother with much more game. I got a sure aim, and if I find you're to blame, you can bet you'll be exterminated, taken out, done. It doesn't matter how many, they go as easy as just one. Bust one round in the ear for this year. Cause this year, suckers are going nowhere, cause my street style and intelligence level makes me much more than just an angry rebel. I'm gifted, unlimited, rhymes universal. MCs that ain't equipped get flipped in my circle. I'm aiming on raining on those bitch ass jumps, cause the rhymes don't flow and the beats don't pump. And niggas better know I paid my dues and shit. I'm about to blow the fuck up cause I refuse to quit. I'm out to get the props that are rightfully mine. Yeah, me and the crew think it's about that time. But on the DL, you know the gangster will conquer. That's why you're staring point and others cling on to my Nautica, asking for a hookup. Well, sorry, but my schedule is all booked up. Nobody put me on, I made it up the hard way. Look out for my people, but some suckers should parlay. Cause it's business, kid, this ain't no free-for-all. You have to wait your turn, you must await your call. So now, it is my duty to eliminate and subtract all of the booty crews and suckers should vacate before I get irate. And I'll kick your can from here to Japan with force you can't withstand, cause I'm the motherfucking man. Right now I got my man Little Gap from the group home. Hey yo, step up to the mic and tell him why you're the man.
So much anger, built inside, so don't stop to say hi, motherfucker just die. My shit holds a mouthful, so I guess you know what's up. Why punks get killed at the end of the month? Styles inside a flip, little that remains sick. Yet the group home is sick, so all your punks get it. Every time you're ripped, the more fame that we get. Motherfuckers at heart, thinking that they are God. Niggas just don't understand, let me be my own man. Did everything on my own, cause every place wasn't home. Anywhere that I rest, as discussed with a vest. I guess you get the routine, but with a lot of stress. Frustration on my mind, brothers doing that time. Mom's are organizing crime, as you're ripping a line. Brothers just don't know how shit got to go. Cause I was told to never get my back to the street. As I walk through the ghetto, dead souls I greet. See my man give a pound, then I walk with a frown. Another minute, another brother's gone down. Shit is getting too close, that's why the group home is sick. So every time you're rich, the more fame that we get. My father always said, don't watch the one for the street. Watch the one right next, because it's easy to flex. The key to what it says, yeah, that deep ass nigga. My brothers hang around, trying to get down. Niggas just don't understand, I'm the motherfucking man.
And also
one is set from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. We got my man J-Rue the Damager. Yo, tell him why you're the man.
I'll tap your jaw. You probably heard it before. Step to the metal mic. I prove my word is law. Drugstore worth more. Don't rhyme this door. Not far shoot to beat the chief ambassador. Niggas get mad cause they can't score. Like a Wild West flick, they wish to shoot up my door. But I incite the riot. Don't even try it. Bust up chunks of crab kids. Keep quiet. Like I said before, I tap your snatch whores. Kill suckers in wars. Pick a style you said was yours. Money grip, wanna flip, but your fist. House a mic like your hooker and did tricks on a bitch. Dirty rotten scoundrel, and my name is J-Rue. Utilizing my tools in 92. MC step up in Mars to defeat us when we rock knots and got rocks like Norm Peterson. Lots of fun, lots of fun, lots of beers. Got the skills, Greeno, so I always get cheers. Truth on like a jukebox, no tears but fears. I'ma get mine, cause the crew will get theirs. Cut you up like Edward Scissorhands. You know the program, I'm the motherfucking man. Fucking man.
Hey, young America, we need to talk. You may think this is uncool. You may even think it is bogus. But I want to tell you about something that has everyone buzzing. Something that concerns mature girls just like you.
We see y'all all across the web. We see y'all all across the world. Y'all know that y'all the new hoes. I'm talking to these little girls. You know that y'all the new hoes. Y'all know that y'all the new hoes. I know that wasn't what you planned, but that's just how shit goes. Them hormones busting out the seams. Y'all got y'all asses on the screen. Y'all asses hanging out the jeans. I know this might sound mean. Somebody gotta intervene. Come on, man, I'm trying to raise a team. Y'all got these girls running around. Try to be the next shot, please. They at the family barbecues. And they family think it's cute. Twerking from an early age. Now they in the early stage. Now they going through a phase. And they growing out their age. Filling out below the waist. And they lying about their age. Look what parents gotta face. Can't even discipline your kids. They putting diapers on the case. They trying to tell you how to raise. Parents like never mind. Cause they don't want that drama. Future Michelle Obamas. Rather be Black Chinas. And it's everywhere you look. And it's really no escape. Can't even go to Walmart. Got bitches twerking by the cakes. Now they going home to practice how to make a job rate. Trying to keep a kid a kid. Good luck, it might be too late. Cause now they turning back to shows. Screaming Thundercats ho. About to find them a baller or a rapper with some dough. And they about to drop it low. And it's about to be a go. All my sisters and daughters and nieces ready for the pros. New hoes.
An actual emergency. The attention signal you just heard would have been followed by emergency information, news, or instructions. This is only a test. We now return you to regular programming.
Check 1, 2. DJ Premier, Rhapsody, Ninth Wonder. Here we go.
In the presence of kingship, watched all my demons in the dark with a fiend's trip. Looking at ravines, dreams shallow as these is. If we ain't talking about flying, then we wingless. Landed in the city where Diddy danced. I couldn't chance to not advance like priest nuns had fatal accident. On a higher plane, I feel estranged from normal shit. Tap me on my shoulder, I told her, you just too normal, bitch. I'm recollecting every word they regretting. Trying to conjure every presence. Became a king from a peasant. From Nas to Jay, had to slay the same in his presence. Your gift like intelligence, use it just like a weapon, shit. Cause fuck a second, nigga, I'm out for uno. A minute in, I killed it, and fuck it, I still got two more. I'm like that new coat, you show off. In the wrong season when the coat off. Sweating me, I'm that new horse. Polo button, no front, and I ride for something. Stunting in the quarters when niggas rap before daughter's over. It's so over when rap premiere and a rap premiere. She got game off, fucker, that flavor in your ear. Biggie size, my Mac on track. You niggas slack, couldn't struggle floor. You floated inside a cul-de-sac.
Yeah,
that's the answer, you winning streak. Word to Primo, I pray Chicago put down the heat. Chicago almost put down the heat, but never made it to the finals. That's your same defeat. They call me R to the AP, and that's cream on the beat. Shout to NC.
Sometimes I feel like this rap shit is heaven sent.
About to lay it down for these motherfuckers, y'all. From King Arthur to King Carter to Queen Carter, royalty, loyalty never deserted like Botswana, middle trauma.
decipher how I was pinning. I'm pinning, you resented it. Everything like the Kingsman. The beat start, look how I walk. I'm so used to winning this time. I told niggas my rhymes is like the menace. Society, sobriety, fuck it, just overdosing it. Wade in the flow and they follow me coast to coast with it. They like shit, nigga, fuck you gon' do next. Trippin' cause I triple like triplets, the growth apex. Apex told me you solely could be the one. I replied like you cried at night in silence. Never speak on it, beast on it, every time I breathe on it. Day morning, yeah, I killed it, day dormant, still I'm building. Like convertibles, never forced to add a ceiling. Keep my mind open, I stay awoke and I'm never slipping. I'm never pipping, bullheaded when it come to rap. Only way I know to be in the circle where the kings is at. They say the queens is back, young black Elizabeth. Cream on the beat, nigga rap, we still killing it. Still killing it, still killing it.
Sometimes I feel like this rap shit is heaven sent.
About to lay it down for these motherfuckers.
Something inspiring. Pick me up. Sit down, will you? Play a couple tunes for me. Not asking much, just sit down and play a couple tunes.
What do you want to hear?
Doesn't matter, just make it loud. Whatever you do, don't stop playing, playing.
It is our hope and intention,
oh my God,
that this recording will become a living memory,
woo,
a permanent record of history in the making during our lifetime, and an inspiration to future generations.
Oh my goodness!
Chelsea, Bruggle, crack the whip and flow, but don't total it. Put my pretty town in it. 5 miles, M60s on Pan Am. In 5 miles, my top hat got rabbits, guns, and roses. Dress for who opposes, slipper or making Jagger.
Ooh,
was that your dame? She really loved the lather. Nuclear reactor, light a match.
Then you catch on gasoline. We don't like the gasoline. We just pillowcase the place and race the border statically. Devil's angels riding me. Hell's pitching, vixens, 80 mixes, switching simple rhythms, sitting pretty on some Pelham pigeons. Electrical surge. Turbocharged cars, Godzilla, Star Wars, Galaxy guns, and Oscars. 80 blocks alarm, I lock them in the rocket storm. The Peter touch them all, and melt them up in this Megatron.
Megatron, Megatron.
Yeah. What? Time, trap, mind, trap.
We in the air.
They can't get off us. We big dipping.
Dippin'.
It's solar system.
No uniform.
Contrail on trap. We in the air.
In the air.
Flying off this line.
They can't get off us.
We big dipping.
It's solar system.
Past,
present, I'm screaming out.
No pain.
To the death, no measure. My flow is like drugs, London and Heath Ledger.
Oh.
But I return to throw the block under pressure. Middle finger up like clock on a stretcher. Cause she's don't die.
Nah.
We still around the block. We round this bitch in Valley Boats and Travel Fox. If we don't save hip hop, we gon' raid the block. Look at the way we rock. Nigga, 80 block.
I ain't saying shit. Hear what it is. Tiptoeing around the industry and won't commit. Homie, recharge your bars. I'm hard. When I spit, got them hanging it out the window. Banging it to a click. M.O.P. The passion, the past I'm flipped. Sister Mary and Macklin, a twerk for a tip. All kinds of rats, the purpose is this. Cause black, you rappers, it's worthless as shit.
Trap, mind, trap.
We in the air.
They can't get off us. We big dipping.
Dippin'.
It's solar system.
No uniform.
Contrail on trap. We in the air.
They can't
get off us. We big dipping.
Dippin'.
It's solar system.
Cyanide,
king of ionide. 8-0 if we arrive. Beethoven override. Soul revival. Arrivals, a light and paper thin. Maybe Houdini sent Iverland. Where we heist the Sphinx, Iverland.
Yeah, I cross over the fader like Iverson. Vicodin. It's what y'all gon' need for the pain that I'ma bring. Clear day like some rock. I don't fuck with this. 80 blocks in the house. Come on, let it sing.
Contrail mind trap. We in the air.
In the air.
Flying off this line.
So
they can't get off us. We big dipping.
Big
dipping. It's solar system.
Yo, we'll be back. 12 minutes, 13 minutes of music, man. That was Paul Revere, Beastie Boys, before your Mac Millers, before your Action Bronsons, before your Eminems, whoever that stud was that won on the MTV Awards, before any of them motherfuckers, Vanilla Ice, there was the Beastie Boys. Rest in peace, Adam. Rest in peace. Man, we had some. We got Paul Revere, that was just now. We had Rhapsody, I had to throw the females in there. That's what a female MC sounds like. She ain't making no faces. She ain't no monster. She ain't doing no twitchy eyebrows, wearing no wigs and shit. That's a female MC. You know what I'm saying? She ain't got no butt implants, none of that shit. Oh. Even no sex sales. You can have sex and lyrics, even though they was writing Lil' Kim shit, but you know how that go. But that's a female MC. So we have Rhapsody. And then before that, we had my girl, Rod Diggy, in the building talking about you hoes. You peep that red?
Mm-hmm.
You need to get on track with Digga, man. You need to get on there with her, man. And we had...
I wanted to send some tracks to her.
Say what now?
I wanted to send some beats over there to her.
Since you got the number, you know what to do. You got the number,
hey,
homie. You got Rod Diggy.
What are you talking about that off air?
Call her, man. Pick her up. You got the number, homie.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we had Gangsta, I'm the Man, rest in peace, Teeth, Guru. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, man? Yeah, that's how we do on the show. We play joints here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Hit y'all with some old school Beastie Boys, and I got some more stuff. And I see I always put that other joint was Camp Low and M.O.P. And that's off of their new mix CD, Tiffany's, 80 Blocks Till Tiffany 2. I actually played that a couple of weeks ago, but that's their newest joint. They had another 80 Blocks with Tiffany CD 1. I think that was like a bunch of beats and stuff. So we still waiting on Stone and Rob to call. A.K.A. My man, Geechee Sway, Sonny Chiba, sipping on my red duck. We waiting on them niggas, man, to call. I still got some stuff to go, man. I got some Fat Joe I want to play tonight. I don't understand how niggas, man, put an album out and then go to jail and can't promote the shit. You know what I'm saying? Beanie did that shit not once but twice. Old Dirty Bastard did that shit. You know, rest in peace, ODB. A lot of people was talking about Wu-Tang and stuff, still got beef, too. We'll talk about that in a second. But, yeah, I understand it, man. How you put an album out and then fuck around and go to jail, man? You can't promote your shit. They just need to stop, man. Stop. For real, for real. Stop. You know, I could care less, man, about some of these other stupid cats, man, out here, man. You know, Gucci Man. Who is it? The Ice Cream Man out here fucking up Twitter and shit. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, they posting Photoshop pictures of the very chick I was just talking about. What's the chick name? Damn, Nicki Minaj. Photoshopping her image, sucking his dick or whatever, man, or sucking somebody's dick, man. I'm like, you know, niggas need to stop, man. Stop with the foolishness, man.
Too much time. They have too much free time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all get on Twitter. And Twitter, to me, I can dig a social media network and stuff like that, man. But at the same time, Twitter is the crux to black folks, man. Because all we do is get up on there and argue. Facebook is like the whole showcase and everything. Not that I'm complaining that if you want to show your ass and titties or whatever, cool. But at the same time, it's just like don't nobody give a fuck what you eat. Don't nobody want to see your ass in your raggedy ass bathroom, you know, taking a picture, the same picture in your bathroom in the mirror. Look at me, you know what I'm saying? And then you got like 1,000 likes from like 1,000, and it's mostly thirsty dudes. You know what I'm saying? That are on the site. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think that is like social media. It has its perks, but it also is the bane, the curse to people. And I don't even want to say black America, the people in general, because you can see fights on that motherfucker. You can see hoes on that motherfucker. You can see gay ass niggas on there. All type of shit going on. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I'll
no offense to homeless. homo mafia, man. I got gay friends. They know I talk shit about their ass too. But you know what I'm saying? It's just a trip, man. You know the stuff that goes on, man, on some of these sites, man, and on the social network, and then you like a grown ass dude, man. Men and women, and y'all just get on there, and you know, just go back and forth for no reason. You're literally sitting there typing and arguing with somebody. You're typing this. You're not on the phone. You're not in person. You are typing an argument, and you look stupid. Wait. Especially cat. Yeah. Especially these dudes, man. Dudes are infamous for this too, man. You know, dudes, men, crusty ass niggas, man, on Twitter, typing threats to each other. Man. But I'm serious. Think of the logic of it. Look at the logic of it. You're on Twitter typing threats. You know, I get on Facebook and I get my moods, and I ain't threatening nobody. I'm just saying what mood I'm in. You ain't got to like it, you ain't got to love it, but at least people in my circle that know me on Facebook, I don't even fuck with Twitter like that, but, you know, Facebook, people that know me on Facebook, they see my shit, all shit, in one of them moves, don't fuck with it. That, when I'm posting shit, and I'm giving your ass a warning because you don't know who you going to get when you call me. So I'm giving you one, you know. Some of these cats get on here, man, and just go ballistic, man. I'm like, dude, y'all grown-ass men. I would expect that from women, and yes, that's chauvinistic, but it's the truth. Women do that shit. You know, y'all will sit there and y'all will stare each other down, don't know each other from Adam. That bitch thinks she look better than me. Hey, go off. Red ain't saying shit because you know.
I'm agreeing, yeah. I'm just like,
You know, you know. It was my man Vice, he had a topic on there yesterday on Facebook. And it was a picture that was floating around. Who was it? Lamar Odom or somebody, and some white chick that was on there with him. I don't know who it was. It was a model. But somebody had used a meme generator and said, see, we treat your black man better than you do.
Oh.
And you know that's the wrong, yeah, you know that's the wrong thing to type, man, especially around black women. But anyway, my man had it on his page, and it was conversations, and females was just going off. Fuck that white bitch, blah, 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 so on and so forth. And a lot of things that they were saying were making sense, and a lot of things that the guys were saying was making sense at the time. And one of my guys posted, he was like, you know, it's a cultural thing because a lot of my white friends, they don't never had a girl or significant other go off on them around their girlfriends in public and just belittle them, you know, like they ain't shit, you know. I chimed in, I said, the only reason white women don't do that shit as much is because white men are prone to kill their ass. And I said, ask Drew Peterson, white man will kill your ass. Not saying that black man won't kill your ass, you know, but a white man will go through the trouble to make sure the body is never found. Niggas get laid.
Right. Right.
You know, white men will take your ass, chop you up, dip your ass into some acid and a vat, and you will never be heard from or seen again. You know? So a lot of times white women think about that shit. Black women, not so much. You know? Perfect example here in Chicago. It's a sad thing, but it's what I'm talking about. It's two ladies, a mother and a daughter, 58 or 70 or something, Hispanic. They found their asses in the woods in a burning truck in their car. Husband and I guess his homie strangled him for some money. Ladies, they looked in the bank. They was like, man, he had $250,000 in the bank. And whatever happened, something went bad. They got into an argument, strangled the mother and the daughter, killed them both, put their ass in a truck, burn them. Now, they caught these two stupid motherfuckers, but the moral of the story is, yeah, minorities will kill your ass, too. You know what I'm saying? Black folks, minorities, and white folks. Difference is, we just a little bit sloppier with it. White folks are kind of the ones that get away with it, or sort of get away with it. They're a little bit more, you know, detailed with how they're going to kill your ass. But anyway, make a long story short, yeah, it was going back and forth, you know, on Facebook about this. And I like I said, I got tired of seeing this shit because there was a lot of angry bird-ass women on there. squawking and shit. And, you know, I'm just like, look, it don't make a difference who you be with, black, white, black, whatever, as long as the person you with, it makes you happy and you treat that person the way you want to be treated. And then we as a people need to treat each other better too, you know. It, you know, there's a reason why black marriages don't last. There's a reason why there are young girls out here having babies. You know, you having kids, literally, you know. So, and there's a reason for that. I'm going to hold that thought, man, because I see we got my boys on right now.
Calling.
Nigeria Radio. Who's calling?
Yeah.
Hello.
What's
Sonny Chiba and Geechee Suede on there? Who we got? Which one we got?
Yeah, this is T right now. I don't know what Suede going on.
Okay.
Holla. He there?
Okay. No, it's just you right now, man. It's just you.
Oh, okay. All right.
What's going on, man?
Say what now? I said, what's the deal, Jack?
Nothing, man. We waiting on y'all, man. See what's going on. What's up with Cat Roll, man? We waiting on y'all. We been sitting over there talking about the politics of black women and them being pissed off about black men being with white women. And
everybody
I saw you calling. You know?
Oh, yeah. I might have to keep me out of that conversation, Jack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What I will tell you is a lot less hassle, you know what I mean, for certain folks.
That's what I was saying. You know, these black women love these white men and everything. But like I say, these white men will kill your ass. You know, like I say, that's your people.
They're real.
Detailed and how they gonna kill your ass. They'll dip your ass in some acid and you'll never be heard of again.
What made y'all start talking about that?
My body soup.
No, you know what? Because we it actually got started, man. We was talking about how grown ass niggas be on Twitter and just going off on each other, man. I'm grown ass man. You know, we had Ice Cream Man on there a couple of weeks ago, just you know, posting Photoshop pictures of Nicki Minaj sucking his dick and all that. And, you know, that's stupid shit. But you see what I'm saying? Grown ass niggas, man, they on Twitter and y'all, and they sitting here taking the time to type right to each other. Y'all, you know, just typing this shit. I'm gonna fuck you up, nigga. We on, you know, why? You grown ass men, why are y'all on Twitter, man? And I'm, you know, that's how
man.
We got on that topic.
Okay.
Random. That was totally random. It was random.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, because he had this thing with Rihanna and Tiana off of Kanye's label. You know, they going back and forth with each other. And I'm like, why? Y'all motherfuckers making money, man. Why? Get your fans, do your show, and be done.
Right.
All this other unnecessary shit ain't called for. You know, nobody care.
Maybe careful you know? Getting people.
Yeah, you know they fans into that shit, but I only thing I have a problem with is grown ass men on Twitter arguing. You know, and I see a lot of our hip hop people do that. You know, going back and forth. But anyways, man, so what's up, man, with this Pete Rock collabo, man? I noticed the second one. You had the first one with just beats, man. What's going on with this one, man? How long this one been out?
It's been out for 2 months now. You know what I'm saying? Cass is digging it. We performed it a few times, so now we're about to take it on the road for like 20-some-odd dates. You know what I mean? Can't blow, B-Rock, CL Smooth.
Yeah, y'all coming out my way. As a matter of fact, I think next month, man, out in Chicago at the Shrine, right?
Oh, yeah. Last time we was there, we did it with Bilal. You know what I'm saying? It was on deck.
Yeah.
This should be a little different type of feel.
Yeah, I missed that one, but I'm coming. I got your mask, so I get at you. But yeah, I missed that one, man. That's what's up, man. I've been digging it too, man. I've actually been playing the 80 Blocks of Tiffany joints, man. I like that MOP joint, man. That chorus.
Oh, good looking out, man.
That chorus, man. That shit is dope, man. I like that one, man. And I grew up listening, y'all. My college years was Luchini, and all day, you know, Luchini, Sonny Chiba, sitting on Moretta, all that shit, man. And the shit would come on, Joe.
Good looking out,
man.
The MOP joint was long overdue, though.
Yeah,
we supposed to got up with MOP.
That's my shit, man. I like them, man. You know, it ain't putting a wreck out in a while, man. But that's what's up, man. I that was a well-needed collabo right there, man. That was a well-deserved one, man. Man, so what else is good, man? I mean, like, so what else y'all? I know y'all touring. You guys were out here before a couple of months ago at the Shrine, of course, and you guys are still touring. And we got the 80 Blocks of Tiffany, John. When are we gonna get a real full album?
I mean, when you get a full album coming around, I don't want to give you the exact date, but the top of the new year, we basically halfway done with Ski, so that's the next project coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, cause the last album we got from y'all was Another Heist. I think that was Another Heist, right? That was the last one y'all came in there. Y'all came with the 80 Blocks from Tiffany. But like I said, I've been a long time. Oh, here you gotta go right here. Hold on. Let me get me there. Najee and Radio.
Yo.
Who's calling?
What's
up, dude? We got both of them. We got both of them on the air. That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
So, I heard y'all talking about Another Heist. So, it was, was that the last year? Was that Stone and Raw?
It was a joint after Stone and Raw.
Yeah, I think that was your last one, Another Heist. They both came, I think Stone and Raw came before. But Another Heist came behind.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, but yeah, man, I, like I was telling you, man, I grew up, I won't say grew up, but college life, man, I would play that shit now in the club, man, and motherfuckers would still be like, oh, yes, this, you know, they'd be on it, man. That's longevity, man, when you still play shit, man, and people still vibe off of your shit, man. But I missed y'all when y'all came to the Shrine, but I'm going to catch you this one when y'all come out this month. I'm most definitely going to follow
that. Oh, that's what's up. That's
going to be nice. Rhyme Fest
and live.
That's my guy, man. But so you got the album y'all still working on. You ain't got no date specifically for it, but it is coming out.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. How did you collaborate with Pete Rock hook up, man? How did y'all do this with Pete, man?
I mean, we was working on, what joint we was working on? Be the Joint with Styles P. And P Rock came through with Technician the DJ. He heard the joint we was doing. And he was like, yo, let me hop up on that or whatever. He was digging the vibe. And then as he did the verse, which your man wrote in like 15 minutes, real quick, you know what I'm saying? And then your man started playing beats. So we heard the beats and he was like, yo. Every beat your man had was kind of on the crazy side. You know what I'm saying? Besides, us working with Pete is long overdue, too. So, you know what I mean?
So, y'all had Styles P on there, MOP. I think y'all had Mac Miller on this joint, too, didn't you?
Miller's on there.
Definitely. Okay, shout out to Mac Miller, Talib Kweli, Ab Soul, MOP. Uncle Murder.
Yeah, Uncle Murder. Yeah. That's what's up, man. 2 months, man. So what's the tour like, man? Y'all still in the States, man? I know we got a couple of days coming up, man. Y'all after that, then y'all going out or what?
The tour starts on the 15th in D.C. And then it ends in November what? The end of November? I think the end of November. I don't know the exact date, though. Because we shoot through the States, and we hit Canada, come back, hit Chi-Town, and we shoot back to Canada, and then shoot back to the States.
Okay, that's what's up, man. So if people want to, you know, check out and see what else is going on, where can they find them in the social network world, man?
Well, you could catch me at Camp Low.
Yeah,
on Twitter, and you can catch Suede at Official Camp Low on Twitter.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, that's cool, man. Man, can I get a couple
Facebook,
of like
Facebook, Instagram, all of that.
Okay. Facebook, y'all on all the little networks there, right? There's going to be arguing with niggas on there, man, on Twitter, man. We're going to be talking about y'all, man. He was just on it. What y'all think about that little burst of energy, that 15 minutes, man, with that Kendrick Lamar stuff that went through, man. How y'all feel about that, man? Everybody else responded, so other than the people, but what's your thoughts on that?
I mean, as a native New Yorker, probably the first time you hear it, you're surprised that he said that. The second time you hear it, you're not mad that he said it. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't really mad at nothing he said. I applaud your man for, wanting to hear everybody do their thing a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, it needed that little shot, man. For the younger listeners that aren't familiar with Camp Low and that really don't know much about that, how did y'all get involved into the game, man? I mean, what kicked y'all off, man?
Well, definitely, just having a love for it, period. But I was pretty much doing my thing with Ski, and she used to help me come up with ideas and stuff. And, it just got to the point where I was like, yo, we should just try this together. We did. It worked, and we've been rocking and rolling ever since, man. We've been rocking and rolling ever since. And it's like, as we travel the world, we see like, our crowds get younger and younger. You know what I'm saying? So like that every what we did in that era is like transcending. You know what I mean? So that's a blessing within itself too. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. So I mean, to the new listeners coming on, definitely thanks for joining us and everybody that's been rocking with us from day one. Much love as well. And to everybody that want to do this hip hop thing, you can have all the creativity in the world, but the right team and the right business plan and having and paying attention to the business is the best thing you could do.
Yeah, you guys are another group of MCs, man, that have maintained yourself, man, in an era. But you got a lot of the younger cats that like to holler out that word relevant, but in irrelevant, man. Me and Jay was just talking about that, when he got off. And you guys have earned your spot in hip-hop, man, for real, man. You got, 97.
Appreciate that, yo.
Y'all came a long way from the soundtrack, man. So, with the Coolie High joint. That's what's up, man. You guys are legends, what I'm saying? Y'all in the halls now, in the books, so.
Appreciate you, fam.
All right, good looking out.
For real. No, thank y'all, man, for actually, keeping together and not breaking up like some of my other groups have and shit, So,
that's unfortunate.
Like, y'all got music, man, that, like I say, you can still beat that shit in the clubs and people will know what it is, and still vibe off to it, so that's a good thing, man. So I appreciate y'all, man, staying in.
Yeah, definitely most appreciated.
Well, what you do, y'all? Are we
ready
another collabo?
You know what I'm saying? We ready to continue on that wave of things, man. We got the 80 blocks, and we got the new joint with Ski coming at the top of the year. So we definitely continuing the vibration of things, man.
Now, during the tour, you guys are going to be, like, dropping little pieces off of the new album, too, right? Not just off the mix mix job.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Nah, yeah,
we got to hit
catch
something.
We're going to do a sprinkle of everything, man.
Okay. I'm going to be at the show, man. I'm going to holler at y'all, man. Like I said, we got your mask, so I'm going to be calling, trying to catch up with you. But I'll be up there
That's
with Green.
That's what's up, B-Boy. That's what's up, man. Thanks for having us.
I just thank y'all for coming, man. Can I get a verse or two, some classic shit or some new shit?
She got that.
Well, like I told them before, B, I ain't going to be funny like that. But, yeah, come to the show and come check us out, B.
I'll be there, no doubt. I will most be there. I'm there. So I want to thank y'all for coming out, man. And y'all go and get some rest, man. And we will catch y'all the next one. You are more than welcome to come back through. And I'm going to play Sparkle. And we'll talk to y'all again, man.
Peace. All right,
all right,
for
my
sure.
Y'all stay
good looking out, y'all.
Yeah,
not a problem, man. Y'all be easy. All right, man.
Peace, man.
Peace. Now, what's up, man? We had Camp Low up in here. Stone and Rob up in the joint, man. Man, let me play some old school stuff from them, man. Like I say, man, me and D, you know how I used to be up in the dorm room, man. We used to have everyone beaten. So, man, we're going to hit y'all with this Camp Low, and I got a few more of the joints. So y'all sit back and listen, and we'll be back.
Who made the lyrics? Nigga going to tell me how I did it, B.
Got the bubbly pouring through me, sparkling. Diamond running, strangers in paradise, hobo flash, sugar cane alley scat, slow in parade with the black spades, Cavossier, spilling on the rocks, intoxicating the satin dolls for this private
dance. Don't stop to the midnight, this glass got me right, only live low life, then drown in the Modern. On to the disco, Cisco got me laced. Scorch a half a court, then E&J your cheeks. Bronx vigilantes, call us big wellers. Diamond Crook Avengers, Sheba Dar Stealers.
Give me sunshine, that a 21 can visit. Salute for the Africana. Midnight Express, how we do? Hold my razors, buku. Jiggers and figures, a coolie face to shadow boxes. Undercover faggot lovers, dig my satin strutters. Coolie high, waver on the sky, throwing the fly. Car wash, bubble out in the grandstand land. Gold day, A day, sip the slick in the staff. Stick yourself, bye-bye.
Your district, bring the mistress. The sweet back, blaze the skama. Drop the rag, push the sheet back. Diamante, catch reflect off the chrome rim. Private stock drench me, I can't stop from bubbling. Alley cat anthem, always bless the Estu. Jungle brown sea smoke, complete the lower fish.
Got the bubbly, pouring through me. Got the bubbly, pouring through me. Sparkling, bubbly, pouring through me. Got the bubbly, pouring through me. Sparkling, bubbly, pouring through me. Got the bubbly, pouring through me. Sparkling, bubbly, pouring through me. Got the bubbly, pouring through me.
Welcome to Shardin in heaven. It's the seven layers of pleasure, my genuine draft. With the lower accurate measures, precision on beats. If your camp is one, and wherever I'm bringing the rain, clapping rhythms to stormy.
Bruh, concealing quiet fire, higher you get is lower. Softer shit, coffee digging, rigging the shattered lifers. Well on the job talking, razor keep cotton squawking. Blazing the loose cannons on top of white diamond sand. Street corner symphony spilling, puzzles the lower twisting. Brand horny keeping it nappy, keep song, keeping on.
The black, gleaming off the roof with the act, don't know how to act. Wildin' with the nonchalant pack, slapping the fees with the unbelief that the beat. Shaking your block with the $6 million bot to stop the blood clot tears. For years we airtight, another flight into the fair. Harlem night, I'm shaking your thoughts, keeping the low blade sharp for light. It's the jungle masquerade and we forever sewn tight.
Now check out the con, coming from the island of ice. No contact with shice, bubbling with Mr. Midnight. And talking to job, flotatious with cases of slick. And shoveling herb, hip tone from Black Belt Jones. The Ebony Junction, a beat of function, yo dig it. Time to shake a leg, get up in the wind, sugar.
Got the bubbly, pouring through me. Got the bubbly, pouring through me. Sparkling, bubbly, pouring through me. Got the bubbly, pouring through me, sparkling, bubbly, pouring through me. Got the bubbly, pouring through me, sparkling, bubbly, pouring through me. Got the bubbly, pouring through me, sparkling, pouring through me.
With hot food.
then don't let go. Praises to the Most High, eyes are kind of set low. A man of many faces, I rock the crooked smile. Then they took off my braces. Back on Stony Island, we was on our own oasis. Miles off, hot tippers, cold cases. I ran the town not knowing it was racist. Standing on the deck, smoking aces. Grace is a wonderland. I seek the face of the son of man. A fatherless child that made it to the motherland. I think our body's raps really took me. A veteran in this game, I stay fresh like a rookie. When I was underground, they used to overlook me. Now flicks and book tours make it hard for them to book me. The presence of Ra, the essence of a star. Jewelry and a car, suggesting who we are. The blessings of Jah that come through us all. I'm seasoned, y'all, I never knew when to fall in the quicksand.
Man's been a shorty. Consolidate the dollars, go dumb, eat 40. More pimping in your poetry, no sleeping with your jewelry off. And when you get your chance, slam dunk it, run the jewelry off. And I did that, me and my guys repping the city. And I hustle with no pity, they christened me Frank Nitty. And I took that and I ran with it, made a few stacks of the bands with it. But then I brought it home, a student must have peeped his own. And I could never dream it could go from the Yankee basement to me standing up on stages in front of some foreign faces. Get loving those foreign places like we from there. And oh yeah, they like where the dollars at. I'm like, I'ma call you back and please let me clarify. Player, I'll be damnified. Ever let the picture fade to black before I say goodbye. Spot you like you Spotify. Nitty make the song cry. I'ma let Illa sing this lullaby. Quick say.
Significant other. I never be more than a video standing, but here I am still standing. When you haters try to leave me in the quicksand, left me outside the club with no wristband. Now I'm pissed off like I'm repping the Pistons, and I came all the way from fucking Michigan. Just when the shit hit the fan, then I moved back. Had to do my seller, had to get my groove back. Then I came up with a plan to put my shoes back on the ran hella fast until I proved that. I can do it while I'm swimming in the pool of sweat, blood and tears. My career, I had to keep pursuing that. And I can do that with my eyes closed, cause I know I'm fly. Always knew I.
Police can't take it. We sweating out these bitches. out here getting naked. Parking lot turned to clubs. It took somebody bumps. Now they busting slugs. That's what weather does. And they ratting on whoever.
Third floor right now. You'll find them there together.
It's hotter in a cell. CO's know well. Zimmerman, time will tell. It's hotter down in hell.
You ain't gotta do much, they gon' feel it if it's real. Can feel it in the street, they can feel it in the jails. Need a gas mask on when you put it on the scale. Latex glove so it don't get under your nails. Got the top off, now you got the doors off too. Let your titties out, baby, take your drawers off too. Do a background check, I'm a boss all through. Anything you probably heard about the guard is all true. I got one or two spots, the summer's too hot for me to be sitting around, worry about what you got. Rather be on the upper deck of a new yacht, getting blacker than I already am. Don't gotta try to be that nigga, cause I'm already him. Wipe smirk off, you got the fan in the window, drying your work off. Something's gonna happen, you can feel it in the heat. In the summer too hot, you can feel it in the street.
In the summer too hot, you can feel it in the street. In the summer too hot, you can feel it in the street. In the summer too hot.
Summer's too hot, you can feel it in the streets. Wearing high socks, Nike socks, knew I was elite. Almost had twins, I could feel it in the seat. Playing the Osley Brothers, in between the sheets. On the paper chase, I've been up about a week. When it come to getting money, nigga, I don't need to sleep. All I need is two sheets, nigga, I don't need a lease. Throw a pound on the table, tell all my niggas to cheat. LOX shit is the best shit. Money by the entrance, money by the exit. And I'm always on the next shit. Uninvited nigga on the VIP guest list.
From research and Chanty Vez and these seven showboating with Rugas, Flash Vines, Belafonte Digger. Let's get for what this works as we confiscate your figures.
Casanova Brown, levitating Gigi and Ashiki's the Lahada car. 54, chasing diamond runners, headed ice band. The big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buckstrut. Reason World Heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly. Let me in your house, the pleasure. From the knuckle swatch, shadow watches catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Monte Barbie, screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The boss of Vegas substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The low don't stop, give me shouts at the season. Sauteers, two players for swerving on corners. We madness to moolah, living with Charlie's Angels on this. No smiling when sliding, that gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. You jaja, you're a capitan. Quest to the coast, the key logo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for our ears. Sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo. Paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GG box is sugar down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GG box is sugar down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Falling sparrow.
arrows turn to seas. A black Caesar to him, this is silky days. Fat and nice, taking flight down the lawn. Three sensations, Spanish flying with the lady Scarface. Bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
and we
nine.
And we're from the magic city, transcending Sweden on your aura. Fonchini and London, relaxation and Bora Bora. Got notion to bring it, sing it. Never been my function, stoning, robbing. We heisting merchandise and gunning. Love it, leave it. But bless the war chief for his heisting. Did it, got it. The low will forever be nice.
Yeah, the sunny fever, he be sipping on my red dye. They get you great, cause he be sipping on my red dye. We float the tri-state drapes in the satin vine. This coolie hijacked pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red dye? We start the Harlem River quiver, digging sweet daddy. Sharpen the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
epic.
As we exit the place with grace, jersey armor rather than bursting the clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mix. It's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough
yeah.
of this.
This is it, boy. Lucini pouring from the sky. Let's get rich, boy. The Gigi pops the sugar down. Can't quit, boy. Now pop the cork and see the bigger and get lit, boy. This is it, boy. This is it, boy. Lucini pouring from the sky. Let's get rich, boy. The Gigi pops the sugar down. Can't quit, boy. Now pop the cork and see the bigger and get lit, boy. This is it, boy. This is it, boy. He be sippin' on my red dye. The Geechee Gray, cause he be sippin' on my red dye. The Joe Tink, he be sippin' on my red dye. The Chiquita Kid, he be sippin' on my red dye. We got Ice-T, Fumanti, one on my red dye. And then my man Ill Will sip on my red dye. And then my man Kevin, the same sippin' that. We slide through the tri-state with the hi-hat. And then I float side to side in my coolie high. And then I do something with the Spanish fly, yeah. And then I float down south with the boogie flat. And then I slide up in between the sticky foot off.
Don't think about it, just do it. I'm the daddy, son.
Get the patriarch, the founder, the forefather, initiator, the forebearer, your predecessor, the architect, and now author. I spawned your son and formed your aunt. Better yet, your clergy mom. Used to stick your chest out, son, cause I was your father. Gave you pride about the South Side, cause I was your father. Used to listen to the tape pop and roll your quarter. Let me slow down and state some facts. I put chrome in my mouth, they used to call me Jaws. I'm in the 84 lac with the butterfly dolls. Dungeon family deep when we in the street. Who you think your big brothers them wanted to be? I'm your mom. Influenced by a few, but I've inspired many. Drop a Thoris Rex, prime minister with the semi. Set the standard for grimy intellectual niggas. Southern realistic flow, special delivery. Boys killing me, and nothing new under the sun. Sit back, listen, I tell you how the South was won. With big guns, deep pockets, and hard heads. South white box, semi-gold prison dread. Never said, raise the bar, why you touch your tail? Goody mom, Illuminati, what the hell? If anything, boy, we push your ass up on game. Gave you food for your soul and nourish your brain.
Brain's purpose when I'm nervous. I remember the snow was falling in December as I matched the mink with winter. As I noticed a similar pattern of different characters in the matrix, they were learning. I'm your pappy, I'm the reason you were rapping. I got no time for napping, you still up in the trapping. You asking me what happened, the music ain't the same. We opened up your brains and we rolled back through the veins. And the fact still remains, we gave away the game. Our records kept you trained and we got you through the pain. And we stayed off in our lane, we made it out the rain. We artists, we teachers, we leaders, we soldiers.
I contemplated it, completely killing my son. If I can't cut the cancer out, that's still in my son. To lay down my own life, I am willing, my son. Yeah, I remember smiling when I caught him stealing my gun. Before I started building, my son, I was stealing for crumb. Couldn't tell the difference in how I was feeling from numb. The four walls, the floor, and the ceiling were slum. And right outside the front door, the kids were killing for fun. And he had the room with the view. And a couple of times, he saw his daddy go outside to have some fun, too. But let's be clear, I'm not your peer. Listen here, I am harder, I'm smarter, I'm smarter.
I am your father.
Yo, when we back,
hit y'all with some locks. It's clearly overdue. Summertime, or summer's too hot. Yancey Boys, that's coming off that you, Jay Illa, Jay Dilla's younger brother. Quicksand had a comment on that joint. Excuse me. Then I hit you with the Camp Low Lucchini original. And the only one track that I actually liked off the Goody Mob album, Father Time. So
that was them.
Yeah, that shit, that was the only damn song I liked off the damn album. Everything else was on some old We Strange Like Kanye type shit. So,
oh,
I don't know, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, shit, like I said, that's the only thing I could actually tell. The rest of that shit was also weird shit, man. I didn't even get a chance to get into the drink and Jay-Z joint, man. So, it is.
Next time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll get it next time.
And so, but yeah, here we are, 9 minutes of the show, and I guess this is our gossip section. I ain't really hit you with no news. First thing I want to touch on, Chicago is, like, really getting fucked up. We had 13 people shot. I think it was this past weekend. Yeah, a little boy got shot in the face. Niggas being niggas, man. You know, and they got him. You know, but I don't know what the fuck is going on, man. I ain't no Bible thumper type, man, but I'm seriously, like, we're in the last days, man, because it's just getting ridiculous, man. I have some people, man, in Las Vegas, man, and they were at a convention or whatever. But anyway, you know, this is my guy's wife and everything. He was telling me, he was like, yeah, that's all they're talking about. They play that shit in other states. They show our foolishness, like, shit on the radio every hour on the hour. They talking about what the fuck is going on over here, man. And I'm trying to, well, I kind of understand, but I don't understand, you know. I know niggas ain't working. I know times is fucked up. You ain't got shit to do but smoke weed and fuck, whatever. And, you know, that should tell you, man, you know, the community, man, is fucked up, man, because, you know, just all the shit that's going on. Niggas ain't got shit to do but sit around and plot on how to rob your ass, kill your ass, whatever, you know. And that's what's happening here, man. It's just like ain't shit happening positive. You know, for the community, man. And these cats, I don't even understand, you know, for the 13 people that got shot this past weekend. I mean, whoever you targeted one person, it took four of y'all to do it, and y'all hit everybody, I'm assuming, but the person that you wanted, you know? So, you know, and then for a little kid to get hit, you know what I'm saying? It's like y'all have no morals, no scruples, no nothing, man. Y'all shooting at people and y'all hitting everybody but the target. Not saying that that's a good thing, but at the same time, y'all hitting innocents, man. That kid ain't do shit. Right. Now he's fucked up. You know, he's going to be scarred. You know, the bullet went through his cheek. He's going to be scarred, you know. So yeah. You got that. Then, like I said, we got the topic of the two idiots that, you know, killed the two Hispanic ladies and burnt the truck up. You know, you got that. You know, we got an ex-NFL star, you know, Georgia University defensive back, Paul Oliver, brother died of a parent suicide. You know, don't know the circumstances of why, but, you know, shit couldn't have been that bad, you know, but then again, who knows? Who am I? You know what I'm saying? Shit get bad. But, you know, yeah, dead at 29. Then you got, you know, the stereotype, this guy, he's fucked it up for all the black folks now, this cat at the Navy Yard shooting. You know, I mean, we had some black psychos.
I didn't understand that either. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, you know, you got this cat, man, he went ballistic and went postal, and, you know, shit is getting crazy, man. I don't know if it's something in the air or what, man, but these niggas getting crazy, man, and I ain't getting it, man, you know. And all the focus, you know, people are bitching about Obamacare. They bitching about the shit going on in Syria. A lot of people ain't talking about the fucking food stamps is getting ready to get shut down. So if you think shit is crazy now,
oh, just wait.
You know, when that happens, it is what it is, man. Cause and see, the problem with that, and people ain't gonna agree with me. They gonna say I'm talking shit. It ain't just us collecting food stamps. You do realize that, right? It's more of them now than us collecting. It's more of them. It's more. Yeah, it's more Hispanic, Latino collecting, but they don't want to hear that shit though. You know, they don't want to hear it. You know, you got all this stupid shit. You know, in the news, and people ain't really talking about what's really going on, man. You know, it's the, you know, it's just blinding you up, man. You know, they blinding you to the shit that's really going on, and people not paying attention, man. So, you know, you got the college loan shit fucking with people. They ain't talking about that. You know, how you gonna fix it, you know. It's a lot of shit going on, man. You know, the mortgage system, even though they had you believe it, you know, the mortgage is still fucked up. People still can't get houses, me included, you know. That's what I'm saying. You know, shit is getting wild, man. And niggas better start praying, man. Like I said, you already know how I get down. I am not no Bible thumping type cat, man. But shit is crazy,
sometimes,
man. You know,
right.
We just had a plane crash into a bank out here, and I think at Bolingbrook, two people died from that, man. Plane just poof, boom, gone, you know. Yeah, we had a plane landing on Lakeshore Drive or near Lakeshore Drive, somewhere over there, you know. It's just crazy.
They're not driving right. It was an emergency landing.
I couldn't tell you. You know, the job situation ain't getting better. People still looking for work, and the work ain't there. You know, I'm looking for another job, man. I don't want to let go of my career choice, you know, but shit, I'm scared to let it go because to find something else, you know, you don't let go before you find something. Still, you know, it's tight out there, man. It's tight, you know, and shit ain't looking no better, you know, and then, you know, Black folks shitting on my boy Barry. White folks shitting on my boy Barry. Got to get that shit together, man. This hip hop shit, man, is an escape. But real life calls, man. You know. Oh, let me tell you about this shit. I was reading today. You know that group of I think it was 16 people won the $400 million, right? I think it was 15 coworkers or whatever. I think it was out your way that won that. But anyway, I think it was New Jersey, whatever.
I knew it was somewhere else.
No, it's South Carolina. Yeah, that was out your way. Yeah, this motherfucker out here talking about he wants his old life back. Because, because he feels like life is a curse right now because, you know, everybody's reaching out to him for handouts and shit. Let me tell you something, and y'all quote me on this. If I ever won $40 million, ain't nobody gonna find me. Only a certain number of people, close people, are gonna know what I'm at. And the only reason they gonna know where I'm at because they're gonna benefit from my luck. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else, long lost family members, niggas that ain't talked to me in years and shit, you ain't gonna see me on TV. If I win, y'all gonna be like, oh damn, motherfucking Hillside, Illinois. Won the $400 million. That's all you gonna know. You ain't gonna know who the hell, but that's all you gonna hear. So, but yeah, man, this cat man got on here, man. He talking about it's a curse. No, it ain't no curse, man. You just don't know how to say no. You don't know how to make yourself invisible. That's the thing. Shit, make yourself invisible, and you ain't got to worry about it. Cause I would love to have your type of curse right about now. Real talk. Real.
I wonder, do you have to release your name?
From what I understand, all they need to know is the location and that there is a winner. You don't have. I don't believe you have to go out and say who you are. But even still, like I said, they wouldn't know who I was. No way.
Right.
As soon as I found out I won, lump sum. Give me the lump sum. Government take your cut. Student loan take your cut. And I'm out. You ain't. I might move to a little out of country. Take my money and be gone.
Right.
Out of here. Right. Fuck taxes. So, anyway, On that note, we're going to get out of here. We got 32 minutes left, 32 seconds left in the show, should I say. And we had a great time with J. Rule. We had a great time with Cap Low, Sonny Chi, Gucci Suede, smooth-ass niggas. J. Rule, keep your ass. You know, it ain't no argument weren't getting stabbed. I don't give a fuck what it was about, man. You be safe, brother. And, man, we're going to call it a day, man. We're going to get up out of here. Red, going to do something about us stuff over there. And I'm going to go to sleep and get ready for work tomorrow. So,
me too.
We'll talk to y'all next show. And that's that. Nod your head.
All right. Nod your head.
Peace.
It's Wednesday night.
I do that every show and hit the wrong song.
Yeah. Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists.